Man, if you let the Holy Spirit lead you when you consider making purchases, man, the Holy Spirit can shop. Thank you. Oh my goodness, can God shop? I thought I met some shoppers in my life, and I grew up around a lot of ladies, you know. My daughter Lisa can shop, boy. She can bring home the good and spend $2 doing it. I used to be amazed. But sweetheart, I love you dearly, but you know what? The Holy Spirit can shop, man. As good as you can shop, man, the Holy Spirit knows where the deals are, and He will hook you up if you patiently give Him the time to do it. And use a little self-control. Glory to God. It's not wrong to have things. God loves to give His children good things. But He wants to lead us in such a way that we don't become enslaved to them. Because those things can never satisfy. There is only one source for true and lasting joy and peace in this world. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's our relationship, our love relationship with Him that brings us that fullness. He just doesn't want you to get ripped off by somebody selling some bill of goods that is worthless and have you invest your heart in those things. He wants to be true to your heart and guard your heart and give you the things that will which is all of the riches of Christ. Praise God. So we talked about hard dirt, shallow dirt, crowded dirt. I want to talk about the good dirt. The good dirt. The glory, beautiful dirt. The fruitful dirt. I want to get down and dirty with you guys. Man, I want to get buried in the dirt with you guys. I want you to leave this place and have your relatives saying, boy, that guy's a dirty guy, man. That guy is down and dirty. Praise God. The good dirt. It's soft and pliable. It doesn't resist the Word. It receives the Word. It receives with meekness the engrafted Word which is able to save the soul. This dirt has juice because it's connected to the water. It goes down into the water table and sucks that life up and sprouts with leaves and vegetations and all kinds of greenery and fruit, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, it bears abundance of fruit and good things. It is filled with fruit. It is laced with fruit. You guys like fruit? Oh, yeah. I love fruit, man. Clean you out. It's the worst. But it makes you healthy, man. You know, it gets all the junk out of your system. It gets the garbage out of your system. I'm never going to say that. Well, what did you come out to see? A reed shaken by the wind? I'm not afraid. I'll say anything from here. Fruit is healthy, man. Silverback gorillas eat nothing but fruit. How strong they are. Praise God, man. Fruit is good. It's sweet. So who can tell me when he's talking about the fruit here, what is this fruit that he's talking about? Let me just open up the floor. What's he talking about? Fruit of the Spirit. Anything else? Huh? His Word, the fruit of His Word. Anything else? Converted people. Ooh. Anybody else? What He called us to be before the foundation of the earth, man. Yes. I love it. It says your fruit will remain. Yeah, man. Everlasting fruit. Eternal fruit. Lasts longer than plastic fruit and it tastes better. Let's look at some of this fruit. Somebody said the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. Joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. You guys want some of that fruit? You want some of that fruit? Man. Love. I mean love that can love the unlovely, that can love in the face of hate. Love that is invincible and unquenchable. Love that will not be diminished by the hard things in life. Love that just keeps on loving and loving some more. That bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Fruit, man, that's the love. You won't find that kind of love in the world. You can't produce that kind of love. You can't manufacture it. With every good intent you have, you can't do it. It only comes from God. Love, joy. How many people want some of that fruit? Y'all want some joy? Joy, man, joy will light you up. Joy will make you dance. Joy will make you shout with joy. Joy will give you a reason for living. It'll make you get out of bed and say, "Good God, it's morning. Praise God." Joy. I don't mean like the kind of laughter you get when you're in the world and somebody cracks a joke and you snicker and guffaw and laugh and all that kind of stuff. I'm talking about deep, living, powerful joy that transforms a person's life and all the world. Joyful person, man. Someone that when you meet them, man, joy leaps off of them and gets all over you. You know what I mean? They're like a fire hydrant or something. You get around them, man, you just in the face with all their joy. If you're in the front row, you get sprayed in the face with a lot of my joy, too. That's probably why people don't sit in the front row. People are getting choked and getting sprayed. It's just a mess. Peace. Unshakable peace. Not torment, not anxiety. Peace. The ability to go to bed at night and simply lay your head down and be at peace. Where you don't have your guts all tied up in knots in fear over what's coming. Peace doesn't come from a life that has no challenges. Real peace from God comes in the midst of a life filled with challenges, where there are challenges on every side and things that will challenge and test your faith, obstacles that look like they could crush you. But the peace of God pervades you, and His gift of faith inside says, Don't even be afraid of that, man. Your God is so much bigger than that. Hallelujah. Peace. Patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness. Isn't it wonderful to live for folks who live in a house where there is gentleness and kindness and patience? Tom and I know a guy that really lacked some of that fruit. Tom went out to see him one day and he parked in the yard outside in front of the house. And the profanity and venom that was being screamed from within the walls just curled his hair. But how many people, that's all they know, is a house filled with strife, with venom and cursing and screaming and throwing and destruction, razor-cutting words, tears and bitterness and regret, and souls that are shredded in the process, bleeding out on the inside and trying desperately to keep up a good veneer, but inside they are ripped to shreds. How priceless is it to have a house filled with gentleness, kindness, faithfulness? Doesn't mean we don't rub each other the wrong way. I mean, that just happens, man. We just do. We say stuff that sometimes we mean ill by it, sometimes we don't, and it's just taken that way. But to have the peace and the sense of mind, the spirit-controlled temperament to where when somebody says something that cuts, rather than instantly retaliating, to be able to simply give it to God and say, "God bless you." down a little bit. Buy that. There is not enough money in the world to buy that, because that is worth more than everything in the world. To have a home where the peace of God truly reigns among the members of the household. Do you know how many people are out here self-mutilating, addicted to every substance in the world, sleeping with everything that walks, for money or otherwise, because they're desperately trying to deal with the hemorrhage that they have, the bleeding out that they're doing on the inside of their soul, because they've been so chewed up and spit out within the walls of their own home. The fruit of the Spirit is priceless. And God wants you to have that. You can have that. That's your inheritance in Christ. That belongs to His children. He says the world will know your mind when they see how you love one another. When the school buddies come over to spend the weekend and they leave on Monday morning and said, "Wow, wish our house was like that." I'm going to cry, man. The fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of a transformed life. But guess what? It gets even better than that. But wait, there's more. If you call within the next 10 seconds, I'll read to you Isaiah 3:10, which says, "Say to the righteous that it shall be well with them, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings." Guess what? You got to eat whatever you make. In God's kitchen, you make it, buddy, you eat it. That's why it's so important to have a transformed life. Because when you're filled with the fruits of God, the good fruits of the Spirit, it will affect the world around you. It will affect the people you relate to. It'll affect your job. It'll affect your finances. It'll affect your relationships. It will affect everything in your life. And you will not only have the glory of God dwelling on the inside, but you'll be able to eat the fruit of what you have done by the power of the Spirit. And that fruit is good. But when you're all eating up function on the inside and you sow destruction, brother, you reap destruction. And it cuts in both directions. So that if you were constantly spewing bitterness and anger and self-pity and all these other things of the flesh, you fix it, you eat it. I'd rather eat the fruit of a Spirit-filled life any day of the week. Because it's good. It's pleasant. How good and pleasant it is when brothers tear each other to shreds with razor-sharp words. I don't think so. How good, the Word says, how good and pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity. Man, it's good. It's pleasant. It's sweet. It'll clean you out. Let's go, yeah. Let's go eat some sausage. So it's the internal fruit that affects your world and allows you to eat the fruit of your doing. And as Larry said, the fruit of souls won to Christ. Paul talks about fruit to our account, the things we do that have eternal consequences, like when we lead someone to Christ or when we bless someone in the kingdom with some money or good. Or our time or something like that, and you see that fruit that's in their life. Paul says it's fruit to your account, man. There's a reward for that, not only in this life, but when we get to the day of judgment. And the Lord says, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Great is your what? Reward. Everlasting fruit." There's all kinds of fruit. You guys want some fruit? The only one way to get good fruit, you got to have what? Good dirt. You want good fruit, you got to have good dirt. Good dirt. I hope you guys get good and dirty, man. Soft, gentle, pliable, water-saturated, good dirt. All right, well, I've been talking dirty to you for about a half hour now. It's time for us to talk dirty with each other. Here's what we're going to do. Philippians 1:9, Paul prayed a prayer of blessing upon the church in Philippi. He literally blessed them and he said, "This is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the what?
Fruit.
Fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God." He blessed them with that. You guys believe in blessing? You can bless people. You can curse people. I'd rather bless people. We're going to bless each other. Good fruit comes from good dirt. We're going to talk dirty to each other for a minute here. What I want to do is everybody stand up, join hands with somebody close by to you. We're going to pray for one another. We are going to bless each other right now because there is power in blessing one another. What I'd like you to do is pray for the person that you are, or person or persons you are holding hands with. And what we're going to do is we're going to pray this prayer together for them. Lord, I pray right now that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit, God. Lord, that you would just rise up inside of our spirit, empower our words, and give us the ability to truly, by your grace and mercy, bless those of whom we are about to pray, God. We pray that you honor our words and that you would, in fact, impart blessing to their lives and let them eat the fruit of it and let them see the fruit of it and let their fruit remain unto everlasting life, God. Thank you, Lord. So what we're going to do, I'll go ahead and lead. If you would pray with all of your heart for the person you're holding hands for. Verse 9, "And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and the praise of God." In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.